It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Portuguese pianist Maria João Pires is ready to play a Mozart piano concerto with the Amsterdam Concertgebouw, conducted by Ricardo Chailly, only to hear the orchestra begin playing another Mozart concerto, not what she was expecting or had prepared for. Can you imagine her horror? A YouTube video is making the rounds that shows the pianist at this exact moment that this happened on stage. Disbelief, panic, searching her memory for the concerto that she'd played the season before, but not the one she'd practiced for today. You can see all this on Maria's face. Yet Ricardo Chailly continues to conduct and encourages her from the podium, saying, "You played it so beautifully last season." And then she turns, faces the keyboard, and miraculously starts playing the notes to that Mozart concerto, the one she'd not planned on playing that day. It's a dramatic moment, the equal of any down-to-the-last-minute overtime sports victory. You can see this incredible video on our Facebook page. When incoming music director 26-year-old Teddy Abrams takes the reins from Jorge Mester next season at the Louisville Symphony Orchestra, he will be the youngest music director in the institution's 76-year history. We do need to be aware of how people interact with music today in this era, and to present music in such a way that people feel intensely and powerfully connected to both the music and the musicians, Abrams said at his introduction. He has been the Detroit Symphony Orchestra's assistant conductor since 2012. Abrams says he plans to bring to Louisville lessons that he has learned in Detroit, where a labor dispute led to a musician strike in 2010 that prompted cancellation of that season's remaining concerts before an agreement brought the musicians back the following year. The dispute caused nearly 30% of the musicians to leave, but the orchestra has worked to rebuild itself by strengthening its connections to the community, often through new kinds of activities and concerts. Detroit is doing all the right things, Abrams said. They're thinking about music and how it can relate to people, he said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.